Here's how one collaboration can lead to another. Earlier this year, a bilingual audio play came to public radio, Romeo y Julieta.
Dos familias, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene.
Bienvenidos, damas y caballeros!
From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean.
Nana! ¿Quién es aquel caballero?
His name is Romeo y es Montesco, the only son of your great enemy.
My only love sprung from my only hate. Too early seen, unknown, and known too late.
The adaptation of William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet by WNYC Studios in collaboration with the Public Theater in New York City sparked an idea on how to bring the work here to Chattanooga as an outdoor, immersive dance experience free for the public. This weekend and next, Romeo y Julieta will be performed in Spanglish and through dance in the courtyard at Stoveworks. The first show begins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Charlotte Caldwell is director of Stoveworks, and Jules Downham is director of the Pop-Up Project. Jules, Charlotte, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Tell us more about this collaboration.
I was actually on a road trip to visit family on my way to South Carolina, and an interview with the director of Romeo y Julieta was on NPR. And just immediately, I was like, oh my gosh, we have to bring this to Chattanooga. I mean, at least in some form. And then the second thought that I had was Pop-Up Project. I just got really excited. You know, it was exciting to break it down further, you know, where it's like you're already sort of blending these two languages seamlessly. And then to further sort of expand the experience with dance was just perfect. And I know Jules well and love the Pop-Up Project. And so called her or texted immediately. And then we hopped on the phone. Sort of how it happened. And then Jules has just like run with the creative direction and done a beautiful job with the dancers. She can speak more to that.
So we have a cast of 20 dancers. We've been working together collaboratively to tell this story. So like Charlotte mentioned, it is a new take on Romeo and Juliet, the classic. And kind of the first new take on it is that it's in Spanglish. So it moves seamlessly between Spanish and English, inviting audiences from different language backgrounds to the same experience. And then we've taken it one step further by really telling most of the story through dance because we're a dance company. And so we're really exploring the themes in Romeo and Juliet through contemporary music and all genres of dance.
And how much of the dialogue is still there since you put this greater emphasis on dance to create this immersive experience?
We have all of the quintessential monologues and dialogues. So, you know, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? I don't speak Spanish. It is in Spanglish. Those elements are still there. And all the things that really kind of move the story along, you'll still hear those things. But it is primarily told through dance.
I think it's important also sort of to consider what fueled the collaboration and sort of the genesis of this project was there are so few spaces that we have to gather with each other and share like live performances and music sort of events. And at Stoveworks, you know, we have this giant courtyard. And so it's just prime and begging for some sort of like incredible activation. So we're really fortunate to be able to bring people together, even especially in this time.
And Jules, this is something that you and those involved with the Pop-Up Project have done again and again throughout this pandemic, staging outdoor performances.
Yeah, I mean, our name, the Pop-Up Project, kind of comes from embracing, in the early days, the fact that we couldn't access theater spaces because it was cost prohibitive. And so we thought, well, let's embrace that and let's make it a thing where we go out into the community and we are able to inhabit these spaces with dance and do site-specific work. And so I think that's part of why when Charlotte said Pop-Up Project came to mind, I think that's probably part of why, is because we have made a company around being able to do that. And we love breaking the fourth wall and having the audience interact with us on stage, whatever that stage is, and be able to dance in different places around our community. And we love Stoveworks, the people and the place. So we're super excited to be doing this.
What is it about telling this story at this time that resonates with both of you and those working with both of you on this?
When does Romeo and Juliet never resonate, right? I mean, the classic tragic love story between two individuals who, I mean, if we really want to break it down, you know, come from divisive families in a divisive time, you know, we can sort of think about, not to like politicize it because I don't really want to, but we can think about sort of like how, you know, we seem to be at odds as sort of a nation right now.
Well, there is a tribalism in the story.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, and, you know, to see this sort of like love story come together, we're hoping that in the same way that this performance and this iteration of Romeo and Juliet can help sort of bring together the myriad communities of Chattanooga in sort of a spectacular sort of shared understanding of a classic narrative, right? That's really appealing to me.
Yeah, I would echo that. I think one of the things that I say frequently is that art can create community across difference. And I think that that's something we've worked toward in dance. And it was very in when Charlotte even first reached out to me about Romeo and Julieta in particular. The reason for the translation and the Spanglish was, like I said earlier, to invite audiences of different language backgrounds, not to equivalent shows, but to the same show, into the same space. And I think the language choice does that. It wants to bring different groups together, and dance transcends language barriers and art transcends difference to create community. And so all of that excited me. And it felt like a real kind of alignment to the other kinds of work we're doing. And Romeo and Julieta is about unnecessary divisions. Why did these two families choose to hate each other? We don't know why. They just did. And we see the awful results of what follows because of it.
And tell us more about the staging of this work at that space, at Stoveworks.
It's a big courtyard. We are viewing the entire courtyard as the stage. So when we say it's an immersive experience, we really mean that. And so audience members have a chance to interact with, follow along with dancers. We are very aware that not all people want to be up and moving. So we're going to have seated areas, but there will be a high interaction zone where if you choose that adventure, you're there with us. And we're moving all over that space and utilizing every part of it.
If you want something like Theater in the Round or Theater 360, this show is it.
This show is it.
For more information and to sign up for one of the free performances, visit stoveworks.org, thepopupproject.org, or eventbrite.com.